Hi, my name is Heidi Philipsen. I'm an associate professor at University of Southern Denmark in Odense, working with media science. And I have written this article for SeminarNet. And in my article, I'm posing a question like, how is it possible to make an entire short film in only 48 hours? And this was a task carried out by a lot of film contestants from different kinds of countries in the world, like Palestine, China, Finland, and of course Denmark. And they were competing in a competition called Playoff, hosted by Odense International Film Festival in August 2010 and 11. And I was researching these competitions. And I think that a competition like that is very important to researchers. In my point of view, it's valuable to know more of, for creativity research and for media research, to know more of the motivation, the flow, the teamwork, and other things we can learn from this research in film competition. And I think one element is how to initiate creativity. We already know something about that, and I have already written and spoken a lot about initiating creativity. If you are looking up my name, Philipsen, Heidi Philipsen, you can find a lot of articles about this initiating creativity through scaffolding. But in this article, I am more concerned with, well, you could call it one aspect of scaffolding, which is how to evaluate, how to support in a film process, how to support the filmmakers by giving them a proper and constructive evaluation. So one thing is how to initiate creativity, and another thing is how to actually give constructive feedback on a creative process and on creative films. Of course, we already know a lot about acknowledging and giving feedback in other fields, like in the sport field and in learning fields. We know a lot about feedback techniques, but I think that we need to kind of transport them to the media research and educational research area, so that we need to know more about this education and media process evaluation domain. And in my article, I have used this Playoff case as my empirical data, and I have used a combination of methods concerning doing video observation on the contestants when they were competing, doing interviews with them afterwards, or some of them, and looking at the results, their film, trying to research if they were creative, because the aim for this competition was to make creative films. And also I have observations, qualitative interviews, and looking at the results. This was my combination of methods. You can read more of that in my article. And through this data, I have been able to give an answer to some questions, like how do participants in a competition like Playoff manage to think in new and divergent and convergent ways? Divergent and convergent are introduced in my article as important to creative thinking. In which ways are the rules that the participants in Playoff were met by? How were they using the rules? Were they inspired by them or restricted by them or whatever? And how did evaluation from a jury, a domain competent jury, actually influence the process? And I will not go into, not here and not in the article, I will not go into my theoretical optics or approaches, because I think You can read about that in the article more, and you can read about it in the other article I've written for a seminar in 2009. So here I'll just mention that I will use scaffolding as post by Wood, Brunner, Ross, and also I'm using Csikszentmihalyi's creativity ideas or approaches, and Teresa Amabel's as well. So back to this interesting question, how is it possible to make an entire short film in only 48 hours within certain conditions? And this certain condition in 2011 was that they had to make film that were posing the theme used, and they had to have a prop in it that were ice. So used and ice were kind of two constraints they had to be inspired by. And they had to make a film that were only 3 minutes long, and to do it within 48 hours. And they were judged by a jury, and the contestants in 2010, they actually found it very negative that the only number 1, 2 and 3, the winner and number 2 and number 3 were given a proper evaluation by the jury. So they were asking for more evaluation. So in 2011, all the contestants that delivered a film there were giving evaluation from a film competent jury. And I'm writing in my article that we have to take care of when we are giving evaluation that it's given from a domain relevant jury. It's very important that it's given in a way where they can respect what is highlighted in this evaluation. And in the playoff case, there was one of the judges were from the, it was a film director himself, and they respected very much his feedback. And the other one in the jury was from another field, and it gives some problems that he's from another field, another domain. So his evaluation is not as respected as the other one. So we can learn from that as well, how very important it is. And Teresa Amabel is pointing out that in some of her research, she's actually pointing on this, very important to have evaluation from someone who knows the language in the domain and know the preferences in the domain. And this will give the best feedback.